Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, presented by Cooper Tires, and we are here with part two of my sit-down with Verizon IndyCar Series CEO Mark Miles, the recent Phoenix Open IndyCar test in Arizona. As we've done 2 years in a row now, come up with a couple of interesting topics, ones that tend to be in the news in the recent months, and see where Mark is at with those. Having covered part one, which was a pretty deep look into TV negotiations and what the series is looking for as that continues to evolve, as IndyCar looks to sign whatever new contracts for delivery in 2019, our topics today move to IndyCar's hunt for a new title sponsor to replace Verizon, which will end its sponsorship at the end of 2018, and also the search for a third and more engine manufacturers to join Chevy and Honda. And Mark's always game for whatever we have to discuss. All right, you know you can get every episode of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast presented by Cooper Tires on iTunes, on Podbean, on the Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, and on marshallpruitt.com. Let's get into part two and close out my interview with Mark Miles.
Read a story very recently about the pursuit of a replacement for Verizon and the, at least the suggested price range being sought. In the TV rights negotiations, in searching for a new title sponsor for the series, how much of those pursuits are about status, meaning we have, look at who we are doing business with, this is further validation for the growth and health of IndyCar? How much of it is we're business? We want to be in the black every year. The color red is bad. We don't want that. Just curious between, you know, mindset on those two, because obviously you want all the money possibly you can get, but at the same time, you don't want to. I worked in the series when it was the Pep Boys IRL and Northern Lights, where it was a joke because people said that's the best you can come up with. I think with the growth IndyCar has had, there is some sensitivity to, you know, we don't want to be, you know, Earl Scheib's IndyCar series or some other, you know, name that doesn't befit the growth.
Well, I think we're in a place where we have a much better possibility of attracting the kinds of brands like Verizon,
yeah,
that say something in and of itself about the series. It's too early to tell where we'll end up with respect to a title, but what we need to really be successful in the pursuit of a new title, is a growth story, a continuing growth story. So we'd like to be able to say that for linear, here's the math, and we expect that we will grow the audience. We think there's important dynamics that will make that possible, one of which we've talked about probably a year ago. It's probably better to have one linear partner, even if, you know, it could be a mix with that partner of what we think of as free-to-air or broadcast coverage of events and cable. But what's that mix look like, and can we improve that mix so that we're sure that the audience will continue to grow for the length of that contract with respect to linear distribution? And then we've got to have a good story about Over the Top so that people know we get it, and we do have an aggressive, opportunity under contract to grow that approach to the sport and to younger audiences. So I think we're going to have that, and I'm hopeful that we'll end up in a really good place with the title.
Last question, thread for you, Mark. Other topic we discussed last year was courting and developing relationships with auto manufacturers, hoping to add a third, a fourth, a tenth.
I don't remember that number, but
well,
yes.
I mean, we all look. We have goals, damn it. The field of 99 coming to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. how is that process going, knowing that I know you've had a bunch of meetings? Meetings don't necessarily equate to interest or follow-up. Give us an idea as to how the trips to meet with those that are coming in, you're at auto shows, just how those things are moving, and if you feel that's a topic that's going in the right direction as well.
I do. It's all talk until we have the result, but people are taking the calls. There were at least half a dozen international calls after Sonoma and to this point. A couple of those are still ongoing, sort of developmental conversations, so that's encouraging. And that doesn't include domestic manufacturers where there's some activity. So we remain optimistic, and I think Jay's done a great job of treating those prospects, the broader pool, as though they were already in with respect to our future plans. So the right people at those companies know what we're thinking about next for the next engine. They know what we're thinking about in terms of cycles in the future for the next car. And the feedback from all of them that are really in any way meaningful prospects for us is really positive with the direction that Jay will be talking more about before too long.
Do you have a feeling for the interest from the manufacturers that IndyCar continues to speak with, whether something might be possible to bring in a third or more before we move to that projected new chassis, newish formula 2021 or so? Or do you think that might be the most realistic goal line for a manufacturer to say, all right, well, if it's coming somewhat soon, maybe we just wait till that point?
I think at this point, when we sign in the next OEM, we'll have something to say about when we do go to the next part of the program. So 2020 is possible. 2021 is you know, the next opportunity. And we can assess as we go and push back a change if that's helpful, or move earlier to the earliest possibility to accommodate somebody new if we have that opportunity.
Last question that's maybe somewhat related. So obviously Dallara is a key partner of the series from a supply standpoint, but in terms of the big kind of Fortune 500, Fortune 100 type companies, you have Chevrolet, Honda, Firestone as well. How are the relationships going there? Are you getting feedback from them that's telling you they're happy here and would want to stay? I know they all have existing contracts, but what kind of feedback or metrics are you getting from them to gauge their happiness with where we're at now, but also the future, where we're going in the future?
All very positive. In terms of the fan engagement metrics and the growth of the series, they get it. They've seen it. We've got real evidence of that with Mark Reese and at the Detroit Auto Show, and the statements he made about their enthusiasm for the series and appreciation for what's happening. The same from Honda and Firestone. You know, just extended and is thinking about major capital investments themselves for production facilities to continue to be part of the series for some time to come.
Mark Miles, thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure to sit down. We've, I don't know if we've solved the world's problems, but hopefully we've made IndyCar fans, given them a little bit more to chew on.
Great, thanks.
And that was a somewhat rapid close to the conversation with Mark Miles from Phoenix. Probably sit down again during the month of May to do a bit of a catch-up. Not sure exactly what kind of news will be forthcoming by then in terms of title sponsors, TV partners, etc., but we'll find some time to sit down in May and do another catch up. And if there are other topics that interest you with Mark, let me know. We'll sit down and go through them. All right. I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast presented by Cooper Tires. Thank you for listening.